There was a very famous actor who was asked on a talk show a very serious question. Did you ever think of what you would put on your tombstone? And he thought, he says, yes, I have. And the talk show host said, I'm surprised. What would you like on your tombstone? And he went into this brief story. He said, recently I took this old jacket with many stains and torn in certain places to the dry cleaner. I wasn't even sure they would be able to clean it. And they weren't able to clean it as good as it should be. So they put a little sticker, a note on the jacket from the cleaners, and it said, it distresses us to return work which is not perfect. I'm going to put that on my tombstone. It distresses me to return work which is not perfect. Well, we all have to live with these imperfections. And sometimes they frustrate us. Sometimes we are angry. Everyone thinks they're patient until they're tested. My friend, after he had his first child, he said, oh, I really thought I was patient. Then my child came along and I began to see who I am. And so it is that life tests each one of us. And people often say, oh, that's so much out of character. But it really isn't. It is our character when we are tested, when we are pushed sometimes to the edge of what we can accomplish. That is why, as a final note today of thought, I want to remind you about the great idea of control, of stopping. We all know Mr. Rogers. He taught children that feelings are both mentionable and manageable, that we can control our lives. So Mr. Rogers, when he appeared before Congress in 1969 to get funding for public broadcasting, wanted to read the following brief poem to say, this is what I teach children about their life. And this is the poem. What do I do with the mad that I feel? When you feel so mad you could bite. When the whole wide world seems all so wrong and nothing you do seems right. It's great to be able to stop when you plan a thing that is wrong. And be able to do something else instead as you sing this song. I can stop when I want to. I can stop when I wish. Can stop any time. And what a good feeling it is to feel like this. And know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. What a good feeling it is to feel like this, to know that this feeling is mine. For a girl can someday become a lady, and a boy can someday become a man. The next time, when you are upset with yourself, because you have chosen to do something wrong, look at humility in your life. Don't burn the whole house down because one room is on fire. Don't hurt yourself more because you hurt yourself already. Stop. Look. Pray. And look to the Lord for strength and the humility to say, even though I am imperfect and I have done this thing, and people may be laughing and saying there is no way out, you have the power within you to control and determine your life, and God's grace will give you the power to do what you cannot even imagine. So when you do something wrong, it is a brave thing, a courageous and humble thing to say, I did something wrong, but I can stop. Turn around, ask the Lord for help, grab his hand and say, thank you for giving me, Lord, the courage and the power to say, I don't have to continue doing something wrong. I can stop anytime I want to. Slava Isusu Hristu!